This train is for Liverpool Central. The next station is...
This is a podcast from Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Recorded live by Tankville Studios and Fallen Industries.
Hello, so we are back. It is the July edition of your monthly instalment of all of the goings-on that you need in the Merseyside music scene. It is, of course, the marvellous, the majestic, the beautiful Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. Thanks for checking us out. If you're new to the show, then welcome. Thank you for joining us. And if you're a regular listener, then thank you for coming back. Thanks for spreading the word. It is your essential monthly fix of everything that's great and good about new music on Merseyside. Because let's face it, Liverpool and Merseyside, I've just got it when it comes to music, haven't we? We've got a big old show for you this month. What a show we've got. We've got live music from Scarlet. Now, these are a great band. We're going to be chatting to Jesse from the band. But we're going to take you back to last month's Farm Feast Festival when the guys performed. Scarlet were on stage. The sun was out. The sheep show was incredible. The food was scrumptious and music wasn't bad either. And Scarlet was certainly a massive highlight from the weekend. We were there and we recorded two of the tracks from the live set, and we're going to spin that for you a little bit later on. You do not want to miss it, so stay where you are for that one. As well as that, we got music from James Canty, Bathymetry, The Levons, Idle Frets, plus aspiring musicians out there. You need to be listening very soon, as we have got one hell of an opportunity for you to bag the final remaining slot on the It's Liverpool stage at this year's Lymph Summer Jam. How incredible is that? You'll be on stage in Sefton Park performing to an audience potentially of thousands. That's incredible. More news on that coming up for you a little bit later. But without further ado, let's get straight in. This track is from a Liverpool musician by the name of James Canty. Now, he's this month's Bido Lito magazine cover star, and his latest EP, Love, is simply majestic. This is the title track from it, to get things moving on this edition of the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. It's James Canty and Love.
When I was a young boy, alone in the woods, getting away from home when I could, under the brambles of young restless minds, deep sad forest, what would I find back there? Under the shade of a tree, a young man lay dying and reaching to me. His eyes wide open, sad and strange. A young man lay dying, and all he could say over and over again. When you're
you
You're listening to Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Planning on heading out to a live gig this month? Get there by train.
It certainly is. This is the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast, the July edition. Thank you for checking us out. Hope all's good. And that is what this podcast is all about, showcasing new and stunning local music just like that. That's James Canty, and it's called Love. Now, keep an eye out for his regular shows over the coming months at The Well. And as well, if you look even closer, keep your eyes peeled. You might even spot him playing guitar with the Staves over the summer as well. Great to have James Canty on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. So we've got some big news, some exciting news. If you're streaming this podcast from our website over at MerseyrailSoundStation.com, then you'll already know about it. But if you're not, then you need to check out our brand spanking new Soundstation website, our own Merseyside Music Mystical Wonderland. It's full of stuff, packed full of videos and music. We've got loads of photos from all of the Soundstation podcasts that we've done since April 2013. You can dig back through the archive, check out all of our shows whenever you want to. And we've got tons in there, some crackers, including sessions with Houghton Tennis Club, who are massive at the minute, T Street Band, Natalie McCool, Soho Riot, and Meek. Just so many to choose from. Go and have a dig through and let us know what you think. Of course, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Always love to hear from you. So get in touch. Let us know what you think of our new Soundstation website. It's superb. Stunning website. So back to the music. Next up, we've got a band who describe their music as a fusion of loud and quiet, light and dark. Perhaps it's a little bipolar. And their motto has been, do whatever you want. And we can disagree with neither of these. They're called Bathymetry, and they're a band drawn from three corners of the earth who we came across as a result of their record launch at Egbeth Cricket Club last month. Now, we love bands who think outside the box, do things differently. And a launch show in a local cricket club, that's defo going to float our boat. So we've got to play you this. The track is called Evil Leather Jacket. It's taken from the debut self-titled LP out on Ugly Man Records. And this is Bathymetry on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast.
Thank you. she made me bleed. She made me cry on my knees. And she smiled and she laughed at me.
Listening to Merseyrail Sound Station. Check out MerseyrailSoundStation.com for exclusive videos and photographs from this month's live session.
It is the July edition of the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. Thank you for checking us out. Don't forget our brand new website is up, it's online, and we are shouting loud and proud about it. Go and check it out if you can. And also shouting loud and proud about that band that's called Evil Leather Jacket from Baphomet Tree on the Sound Station podcast for this month. So festival season is in full swing. Did you go to Glastonbury? What did you think? What did you think of Kanye, greatest rock star in the world, West? I hope you enjoyed it if you were there. Hope the Glastonbury Blues aren't too bad. But tons going on as ever across Merseyside. Just to get you in the festival mood, we've had tons going on the past few weeks. Of course, Farm Feast happened, Sound City in May, Summer Strum. It's been great. And of course, our Sound Station pop-up stage has been at all the big events. Not long until our next outgoings as well. We're going to be popping up this month at Astral Coast Festival. It's in New Brighton, 11th of July. And we're going to be hosting our own upload day as well at Central Station on the 25th of July as part of Liverpool Calling Festival. A little bit more about that later in the show, something really special to tell you about, so don't miss that. The day for your diary on that one is the 25th of July. But as well as that, Liverpool Loves Festival, brand new festival coming to Merseyside. It's going to be on the Pierhead on the 8th of August. Now, a massive lineup for this. Stephen Langstaff, we got Polar States, Natalie McCool, Chelsea Grimes is on there. They're among Liverpool acts performing during the inaugural three-day Liverpool Loves Festival in August, and Liverpool Loves new music is an integral part to the festival day on Saturday, 8th of August, at that iconic location on the Pierhead on the city's waterfront. Acts also include Lives, Joe Slater, Seattle Yacht Club, Chris Kearney, Jimmy and the Revolvers, Ego. Tons on there. Liverpool Loves new music provides the soundtrack to the full day and features lots of emerging local acts on the new music stage. Festival day is free to attend and a run from 10 right the way through till 10, so a full 12 hours of culture, entertainment and activities on the banks of the River Mersey. It's going to be great. It's going to be really special. And of course, we are going to be there as well. We've got our Sound Station pop-up stage set to be a brilliant weekend. Full details are available at liverpoolloves.co.uk. And keeping with the festival theme, this month's live session comes from Farm Feast Fest. It was amazing. Claremont Farm on the Wirral. It was roasting. It was sunny. There were sheep and there were a great band called Scarlet on the main stage. Check this out.
I think I've lost my way with all the things you say. We're falling, falling down. When you stay, it rains. It keeps it all away. That what was mine. We were falling, falling. I never meant to hide or waste any more time. But I'm falling, falling. Try to find.
So there you have it. That is called Anyway, and it's from Scarlett. That was recorded a couple of weeks back at Claremont Farm for Farm Feast Fest. I was there in the crowd, and they were incredible. And with me now is Jessie, lead singer of Scarlett. How are we?
Hey, hello.
Now, we've got to start with this. We're sat here, and she's just pulled out. What have you just pulled out of your pocket?
Some fairy wings.
Some actual fairy wings.
Actual real-life fairy wings.
Where's the fairy that owns these wings?
The rest of the body. I think half of it is in my car, and half of it is in the merch box back at the studio, so I'll have to piece it together when I get back.
Okay. It kind of sums you up instantly, that, doesn't it, in a few lines. So tell us about Scarlett.
What do you want to know?
Everything there is to know. How did you all get together?
We got together about a year and a half ago, me and two of the lads, the guitarist and the drummer, Adam and Connor. They went to university with me in Chester. They were a couple of years below me. And I've sort of played them my songs and said that I wanted to start some stuff up. And they said, oh my God, when you start it up, we want to be involved. So they got on board pretty early. Ryan Lee was in a band called High Violet, which I think they were sort of doing all right in Liverpool. And again, like played him the demos, bedroom demos. And he was like, oh yeah, I want to be involved. And then Gianluca, our bassist, used to play as a session player with Stephen Langstaff.
I know Stephen Langstaff. Yeah. Wow.
And he sort of started playing with us and then became full time. So I feel like we pinched him off Stephen Langstaff.
You robbed him. Robbed him. So obviously female fronted band, which is great. And you really do. You are a great, great, great lead for this band.
Thank you.
Do you find it more difficult being that type of band? Is there more pressure on you to get gigs, or how do you feel about that?
It's bizarre. Like, most of the time it's completely fine, but sometimes you'll go to a venue and I will just get totally looked over, and the sound engineer or the promoter will shake the boys' hands and literally miss me out because they think I'm just the girlfriend or something. But like, usually after people have seen us play, they're more sort of like into...
Change the mind.
Yeah,
they do.
A
and
bit.
You are superb. Like, Farm Feast, as we just heard, was incredible. You gave it loads on that stage there.
Yeah, it's probably going to sound a bit shaky because I was dancing so much.
You were. You do give it loads. Lots of energy. But Farm Feast was a fantastic little festival. Did you see the sheep show? That is the big question.
Yeah. Oh, I seen like goats and pigs and sheep in like a little tent around the corner. I think I missed the shearing. Is it a shearing show?
Like, yeah.
I think I missed that. But we got to like go around and like stroke all the little animals.
Did you see
cute.
The birds of prey?
No.
I got bit by a raven.
Really?
Seriously, I think I've still got the scar. I had all of this. It was like a giant crow, and I was told it was the sister of the raven from Game of Thrones, so that made me excited. Took all of it, and it nearly took my arm off. But anyway, that's a different story. It's a different story. But a great little festival. We've got another track coming up for you in just a sec from Farm Feast, which we'll talk about shortly. But you've got loads and loads of gigs coming up. You're all over the place. You've done Threshold. That's where I first seen you.
Yeah.
You've got Liverpool Calling coming up at the Magnet.
Yep. Yeah, we're playing at the Magnet. I think around about, it'll be between 6 and 8, like that sort of bracket, I think, at the Magnet. I have been told the time, but I've forgotten it. Okay. So, yeah, that should be really good because, like, they've extended the stage, the Magnet, as well. Mm. And it looks really, really great in there now. We filmed our video for Anyway in there.
Brilliant.
And the space is, like, amazing. The lights are amazing. And the sound system's been upgraded as well. So that should be a really good one.
And T Street are headlining in the Magnet that evening, which should be good. And, of course, the Bondo Church as well for Liverpool Calling.
I think Reverend in the Makers, they're headlining that one, aren't they?
So that'll be a good day, the 25th. We've got more on the 25th of July in Liverpool calling a little bit later in the podcast, just for anyone listening. Festival, you're on the bill for that one as well?
Yeah, the Casimir. I'm so happy about that. We've not played the Casimir of Scarlet.
Right.
So it'll be nice to do that before it gets shut down, which is a massive shame.
So it's one of the best. Tick that off the list.
Yeah. I like the Casimir.
Brilliant. So your new, well, your next tune that we're going to play, before you tell us about this, you have got something going online at the minute that we need people to get behind.
Yeah.
It's the new EP, isn't it?
Basically, we're looking to raise funds for like an album, which we're hoping to get out in Japan. We've got somebody over there that's interested in licensing an album over there. So we've got this Pledge Music campaign set up. And I think when this goes out, we'll have about 7 days left on it.
Right, okay.
So basically, what it is, people pledge money and they get like goodies in return. So you can go on the Pledge Music website, pledge for like a T-shirt. And it'll be like 15
quid.
Or a pair of fairy wings. Yeah. And that's not a bad idea, actually.
That's a good idea, that, actually. That, they will take off. You'll make a fortune.
I'll auction these fairy wings. If anyone's interested, get in touch with me on Facebook.
tell us where we can find stuff on Facebook. Scarlet Music, it is.
It's Scarlet Band UK.
Scarlet Band UK.
Scarlet with one T, like the colour, not the name.
Scarlet like the colour, not the name.
Yeah.
So Scarlet Band UK and all the details for Pledge Music is on there too.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so next track is Daisy Changes. Is that from that album? Is that what you're telling me?
It's from our first EP, Fishes. But yeah, it might make an appearance on that album.
Now, this is very catchy. I love this tune. And you were brilliant at Farm Feast. Tell us about this song.
It's basically about going a bit mad. I wrote it years ago when I was in uni, and it was like third year, and I was sort of like walking around thinking that I was losing my mind because I had to like write my own album for one of these projects, and it's just I got a little bit lost in my own world. So it's about being sort of delicate and fragile like a daisy chain, and saying at the end it's real, like I'll spiral back around, I'll come back, and yeah, it's one of them.
Looking forward to hearing this. Just before you go, Craig from Bido Lito is about to join us for his monthly gig guide, which is a must listen, by the way. He's big fans of Scarlet.
Uh-huh.
He's compared you to Best Coast.
Oh yeah, I like Best Coast.
That's we've a good had comparison.
That we've had it a couple of times as well. It's a good one.
Okay, so you don't have to slap Craig for comparing somebody you like. Good stuff. Okay, so we're gonna play Daisy Chains and get online now, people. Pledge Music, we need your support, and you could bag them fairy wings. From Jessie from Scarlet. Thank you for coming in, Jess.
Thanks for having me.
listening to Merseyrail Soundstation. Make sure you follow at MR Soundstation on Twitter and like Merseyrail Soundstation on Facebook for all Soundstation updates and the latest in Merseyside music.
Welcome back to the Merseyrail Soundstation podcast. Amazing session there from Scarlett, taken from Farm Feast. We were there recording and it was just a great, great weekend. And as you heard, the crowd loving Scarlett on stage. And thank you for coming in as well to Jesse. And thank you to coming in as well to Craig from Bido Leetup Magazine, his monthly gig guide right now. And there's no sweat on your brow this afternoon. Has there been no bike riding?
I'm looking positively moistureless.
No,
I didn't ride today. I did the Liverpool Chester Liverpool bike ride yesterday, and I am aching and sore in places that I will not go into graphic detail.
I thought you were walking a bit funny, to be honest. Yeah.
Donald Duck has turned up to do the gig guard.
Well, something's going on lately with bike riding. They seem to be everywhere. It's these bike and go schemes that are running around the city.
I know. There's a bike lot of people using them. There are. Do you know what? I love it. I think it's quite... nice that it's now socially acceptable to turn up at a meeting in a pair of Lycra shorts.
And, I don't think I've ever seen you apart from today, not in Lycra shorts, to be honest.
Well, that's just the relationship that we have, Shane.
Right, that's what that is.
But it's good getting people out and riding. The bike and go thing is something that Merseyrail do, isn't it?
It's really taken off.
You can pick the bikes up from the stations and carry on. But I'm not sweating, which is nice.
It's good. So there's a nice odour in this studio for once. You've come in once again armed with tons of info about what people can get up to for the next few weeks in terms of gigs and stuff. So let's start with something you're doing, something brand new to do with vinyl.
Yeah, so this is a project that we're doing with Metal, which is an arts organisation and art space up at Edge Hill train station, which I didn't know, but it's actually the oldest passenger railway station still in use in the world.
Wow.
Which is pretty nuts.
Edge Hill Station. That's crazy, isn't it?
Mm. So there's an organisation called Metal based there, and they do some amazing work, really, really interesting kind of arts organisation. And we're doing a project with them called Vinyl Station, and essentially it's something that it's being hosted by a guy called Bernie Connor, who we've spoken about, I think, before on this show.
Bernie's a big name in the music scene in Liverpool.
Yeah, Bernie's great. He's a font of musical knowledge.
Yeah.
He's hosting it, but essentially he's coined this phrase, it's an out-of-focus listening group. So the idea being that each month an album gets picked, a vinyl album, and that gets played in its entirety, but it's an album that hasn't been released yet. So it's like a first opportunity to hear a brand new record.
And is that just local or...?
No, international artists. Wow. The first one is on the 13th of July, which... might have been after some people listening to this, but that is in the new record by a guy called Mac DeMarco, an American artist. He's absolutely amazing. So it's a big coup. It's out on Captured Tracks, which is a record label in Brooklyn, and that'll be the first play of that record in its entirety anywhere in the UK.
And it's on vinyl. So will people discuss that afterwards?
So the idea is that it's kind of optimizing the listening experience. So it's sitting down and kind of like it's like a small cinema. The space there, so you can sit down and focus purely on listening to the record for the whole entirety of it, which in the way that we listen to music nowadays in the modern world doesn't happen very often.
Not at all. Music. Do you know, I always think that, like, when I remember when years ago, remember you would actually stay in and to listen to a CD.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Now it just doesn't happen. You'd be on your couch and you might listen to a track on your phone for a few minutes, and it's we're too busy now, aren't we, to sit and just stop and actually listen.
Music kind of accompanies different things that people do often, doesn't it, rather than being the primary thing, apart from a live gig. But then a live gig's a different experience than listening to a recorded record.
Of course it is, yeah.
So the idea is really to kind of play with that idea of focused listening, but it be a record that no one will have heard before as well. So it's happening every month.
So what's the date in August for this one?
So 10th of August.
10th of August. So that's
it's a Monday. It's a Monday night. If you go to Metal, if you just search Metal Edge Hill online, you'll find it and you'll see the links there to Vinyl Station. It's free to attend. You just need to register at the event, right?
Brilliant. Love the sound of that. We've got a summer art market coming.
Yeah, Open Culture, who are the marvellous minds behind Light Night, the Winter Arts Market. They do lots of other things. They're doing their annual Summer Arts Market at St. George's Hall over the 18th and 19th of July. Brilliant opportunity to go along and pick up some kind of like local crafts, brilliant food and drink. They always have great music on as well. Just a real kind of like culture vultures kind of weekend in the sun in St. George's Hall. So the sun thing kind of is slightly lost because you're inside, but you are in a beautiful, amazing, stunning building, and it's just nice to kind of get in there and kind of mooch around the nooks and crannies.
I was filming for something else a few weeks back, and we done it in St. George's Hall. We got a full tour, and I've been in there before, but some of the stories and some of the history in that building, I just cannot believe that that is in our city. It's absolutely crazy.
It's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. And like, you know, architecturally, it's just like, have you been downstairs in the crypt underneath?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's scary. It's proper scary. Really, but it's kind of like a symmetrical kind of image of the building, isn't it? It's like, it goes
and
down.
The concert hall as well upstairs is just perfect for a gig.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
The Sound City gigs in there were incredible.
Yeah, they were amazing. Yeah. I went to a kind of an evening with Stephen Graham a few years back that was held in there, and just, yeah, it's amazing. Beautiful, beautiful building. So, yes,
so that'd be good.
Summer Arts Market,
summer
go market. Check it out. Something different, Caledonia, up on Catherine Street, one of our favourite watering holes. They're hosting their annual Americana Festival, which takes place pretty much the whole back end of July.
Americana, for anyone that doesn't know, it's kind of folk with a modern twist, is that right?
Yeah, folk, but more of a kind of like an American kind of like influence on it. So a lot of the time you'll have like a European, English, kind of British heritage folk. Americana really was kind of like when that got kind of pushed through the mincer of kind of like American culture. Mm. But there'll be a lot of kind of like bluegrass, roots, Cajun. There's a real kind of like, you know, it's very plural kind of genre. There's lots of different kind of sub kind of elements to it. And the Americana Festival that the Caledonia do really, really kind of like successfully kind of brings all that together. They do it over the course of, I think it's just over a week to 10 days. They've got artists such as Marty O'Reilly, the Hallelujah Trails, Mike Badger and the Shady Trio. And I don't know if you've not ever been to a live show in the Caledonia, it's more like a big, massive, open, collective kind of jam session.
Right.
It's brilliant for live music. It's very communal. It's a proper music pub. It's not a venue. It's a pub, but it's a music pub where music and the commune and the kind of communal nature of music is really central to it.
Yeah.
You know, there's big old kind of like dusty floor kind of jam sessions. That's what it's, that's what Cali's all about.
So what date's that again?
It's between the 16th and the 25th of July. If you go on the Caledonia's Facebook page, you'll find all the information out, all the listings there.
Perfect. And then back, Bond Out Church, the Magnets, taking over the city is Liverpool Calling.
Yeah, Liverpool Calling Festival, an event that kind of grows from strength to strength. And you think about festivals like Liverpool Calling, like X and Y Festival as well, which is happening this weekend, I think, as we're talking. There's more and more of these kind of multi-venue wristband kind of one-day events springing up. And I definitely think that with Sound City kind of changing in the way that it has done, there's an opportunity there for these events to really kind of grow and kick on in the last couple of years. And I think Liverpool Calling has definitely done that this year. They're using, as you say, St. Luke's Bombed Out Church, Maguire's, the Magnets. Is it Next to Nowhere, the little space underneath News from Nowhere, the bookshop? I think it's using Studio 2. Real good mix of venues. And some great names as well. They've got, obviously, Reverend and the Makers headlining up at the Bond Out Church, the T Street Band headlining the Magnet. I know Broken Men are playing that.
That'd be a funny gig, the T Street Band and the Magnet, I think.
Well, yeah, but it's got that.
Every time I've seen them before, I've always been in quite an open space. And
yeah.
Obviously, it's a bit tighter.
Sweaty.
I think it'd be good.
It'll have
be
that
really
underground
good.
Layer kind of gnarliness to it. And, you know, they'll just turn it into a rave. And if you think about it, it's a little dark room. Mm. Like, that'll work great. Really well. And then a band who we've featured this month in the magazine called All Us on Drugs, who are headlining Maguire's Pizza Bar, one of my favourite little spaces in the city. So, looking good. I mean, Liverpool Calling, you know, they're having a go.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
But it's good. It's interesting you say, like, X and Y, and there's a few others popping up, these one-day events that do seem to be good, because when you think people haven't got money to spend on full festivals anymore, and in terms of punters, you know what I mean? So a one-day outing, if you like, is much better for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, and it can fit in in terms of like the rest of your summer. You know, people are going to go to maybe one or two big festivals. They're going to go to a selection of kind of maybe one days and kind of like all day shows, like the Heavenly Show, which was the other weekend at the Casimir, and then, you know, pepper that with their gigs. It's a much more kind of like European model. It's interesting. We've got a partner organization that we work with over in Eindhoven, and we were talking to them about the way that in Europe you get lots and lots and lots and lots of one day kind of multi-venue festivals, and a lot of the time it can be problematic for people, for promoters who are putting on standalone shows, because a lot of the audience kind of wait and hedge their bets and wait to kind of get more value for money seeing like 13 bands in the course of a one-day festival rather than going off and kind of just going to a show. So yeah, interesting.
We've got to talk about Glastonbury. Did you see the highlights? But both of us are regulars on Worthy Farm. We never made it this year.
We are both regulars that didn't go this year. I did, yeah, I watched bits of it. I have a strange relationship with watching live gigs on the telly.
It doesn't feel right,
does it?
It's especially when you've been going for the past few years and then you're just not there. It just...
Yeah, and the coverage always just seems... I mean, I know it's the biggest festival in the world and there's so many artists playing, but I don't know, it does seem to be so kind of like, you know, Radio 1 and kind of commercially focused, the coverage. There's so much great stuff that goes on there and you're like, do I have to watch George Ezra? You know what I mean?
It's kind of like, what do you think?
Do you know what? I think the guy is an absolute genius.
How he got that, like, that giant sunbed in that pyramid, I will never know. I was watching it just gobsmacked how he'd done it.
It was amazing. I'm not a massive Kanye West fan. He's not, musically, he doesn't really kind of, you know, resonate with me personally. But I like dangerous rock stars.
Yeah.
I like rock stars that aren't kind of like farmed out of a TV talent show, and rock stars that your nan doesn't like. And I think that it's, you know, it's good for to have kind of like, you know, other voices and kind of different perspectives and lunatics who kind of
he
like...
He is a lunatic. I love some of his music, to be honest, but the arrogance just shone through that performance. How he was the only guy on stage. Yeah. There was no band. It was just him, just all about... the collaborations he could have had that night.
Yeah.
And he just kept it to himself.
And the thing is, it's like, when you think of so many artists that headline Glastonbury, that is kind of like the moment of their career. Mm. And it's about them doing the biggest and the best and the most flamboyant kind of over-the-top kind of performance. And people talk about filling the stage, kind of filling that sort. He just got up there on his tod and did that standalone performance. And the, you know, call it arrogance, call it self-confidence, call it being a complete kind of like head case, whatever it is. I mean, you've got to admire the kind of the
balls.
The balls, yeah. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I thought it was amazing. And so, and that was a shining example of how sometimes less is more and a good idea, well executed.
Oh, the stage looked incredible.
It looks,
really
it looks stunning. It really apparently, though, when you were there, it didn't look as great. It looked brilliant on telly.
Yeah, but I don't know one person that was there that didn't enjoy it.
Well,
everyone I spoke to said it was brilliant. Lymph is on the way locally for us, Liverpool International Music Festival, end of August. They've just released their kind of Class of 2015 Academy Artists. There's some great names on there.
Yeah, there's some brilliant names.
And I mean, they'll perform in the Palm House over 2 days, August Bank Holiday. We've got everyone on there from Paddy Clegg to Eleanor Nelly to Seattle Yacht Club. But as well, we've got a great band called Idle Frets.
Yeah, Idle Frets. I mean, I really like the way that they've structured the Academy this year. So you've got, there's three artists who are kind of the
most ready.
And being led by Amik, who is an artist that I know has played on this podcast, did a live session, must be a year and a half ago now. Stunningly talented individual. I still maintain one of the most naturally gifted young musicians in Liverpool. I think he's stunning. So I'm so glad that he's been
selected
and cherry picked, and he's going to have the opportunity to develop. But the way that they've picked this other kind of batch of artists that are all going to play over the weekend, I think
you've heard young Eleanor Nelly yet? She's only 15.
Do you know what?
She's been named as the one to watch.
I haven't heard her yet.
And I seen her at Threshold, and I couldn't get over how old she was. 15, and the talent and the voice and the songs that she got, just check her out if you can.
Brilliant.
Got massive hair as well.
I'm all into massive hair.
Yeah, we know you like your massive hair. Yeah.
but yeah, Idle Frets are cool, great little band from Chester, and I mean, I think they're ones to watch over that weekend, along with, you know, I'm also, you know, personally I really like Drone. We featured them in the magazine in the past, and I think that, you know, in terms of kind of like just kind of individuality, they do a different thing than a lot of artists do in Liverpool, so I think they're great, definitely ones to watch.
Brilliant, so check that out, Palm House, over the Bank Holiday weekend, end of August. But right now, Idle Frets, Craig, stick around, because we've got a big announcement after Idle Frets.
Oh wow,
and
okay,
it involves someone listening right now who is a budding young musician. Say it when you walk.
walking, listening when you're talking. Tell you what you want from me.
Merseyrail Sound Station. Make sure you follow at MR Sound Station on Twitter and like Merseyrail Sound Station on Facebook for all Sound Station updates and the latest in Merseyside music.
Out. It is the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast, nearly all from us. Matt, of course, Idle Frets, and After Show on the July edition of your guide to Merseyside music, basically. Tons going on as ever, and at the moment, we are on the hunt once again to find some amazing Merseyside music talent. And we've done this last year. It was huge. Blue Saint was our winner of the Merseyrail Soundstation Prize for 2014. He's smashing it at the moment. Basically, what we do with this, we give away a massive, massive prize. And it's a year of industry mentoring to guide you through to the career that you want as a musician. So any budding musicians need to listen in very closely right now. To enter this competition, all you got to do, you've got to film yourself performing an original track. Now, you film this at one of our upload locations. They can be found on our Facebook page. Tons of stations across Merseyside are used as our upload locations. Film yourself performing an original track, get it on Facebook, and then you've entered. Simple as that. But to give you a little bit of help, we are going to launch an upload day. It's going to be at Central Station, 25th of July, the same day as Liverpool Calling. Our team are going to be there, the Merseyrail Sound Station team, and they're going to be there to help you and film the uploads themselves. So take all that pressure off you. We'll do it and we'll get it up on Facebook for you. If you want to get involved, you've got to send us a message through the Merseyrail Sound Station Facebook page. But get on to this. We are giving away probably one of the biggest prizes that we've ever given away on this podcast, in my opinion. One of the artists that comes and uploads on this specific day, on the 25th of July at Central Station, same day as Liverpool Calling, will win, get this, a slot at the Liverpool International Music Festival at Sefton Park, Lymph Summer Jam, on the It's Liverpool stage, which is the second biggest stage on site. You'll be performing in front of hundreds, maybe thousands of punters will hear your music. All you've got to do is come to the upload day, Central Station, 25th of July. If you want to get involved in that, get on Facebook right now, send us a message, and we will sort your time slot out for the 25th of July. What a prize! Amazing! And of course, lots more info on Facebook and on Twitter too. So that is all from us. Check us out next month. We will be back in a month's time with more Merseyside music, the best the area has to offer. We'll see you at Liverpool Calling, that upload day on the 25th. And right now we've got a great track. It's the Levens. It's called Come and Get It. And get this, 100% of the profits for this tune will go directly to Leukemia and Lymphoma Research, which is fantastic. Great local band, The Levens, on the Merseyrail Sound Station podcast. We'll see you next time. Take care.
This train is for Liverpool Central. The next station is...
This has been a podcast from Merseyrail Sound Station, the new music network. Follow us on Twitter at MR Sound Station and like us on Facebook. Get there by train.